This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day. Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yes, that time again, yet another edition of our popular weekly program, Jazz Cafe. Lou McConnell's here for the hour, a bit of this, a bit of that, and we're going to start off with Pat Metheny, and he's got the Heath Brothers with him. He called this one Move to the Groove, and after that, we'll have Dave Brubeck Quartet playing Blue Rondo. Okay, away we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Blue Rondo, A La Turk, Dave Brubeck Quartet. Hugely popular when it was released, and you still hear it on some of the airwaves, especially this one. Okay, brings us to our featured artist for the week, Johnny Vero and his Swing 7, he calls it. I won't bother you with the personnel, save it to say that they're all top quality, less one. Their clarinetist, Ken Plepowski, passed away about 2 months ago suddenly, so they're casting around for a new clarinetist, quite obviously. Anyway, let's get started. First one is Corner Pocket, and that's followed with Duke Ellington's Stompy Jones. Thank you. Johnny Varro and his Swing 7. That one was, pardon me, Stompy Jones, courtesy of Duke Ellington. We'll take a couple more, seeing it is our featured artist for the week. Jelly Roll Morton was the author of the next one, Sweet Substitute. One of the prodigious output from Mr. Jelly Roll Morton. Sweet Substitute, and we'll follow that one with another Ellington number called Come Sunday.
Thank you.
That was Johnny Varro and the Swing 7. Sorry for the interruption. And that concludes our featured artist for the week. And I'll be back in just a moment. Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day. Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Okay, let's bit of freelancing here. Let's have Chick Corea, and this is his version of John Coltrane's Moment's Notice. And we'll follow that with Quincy Jones's wonderful rendition of Exodus. Quincy Jones's wonderful version of Exodus. Zoot Sims took that wonderful tenor sax solo. Right, we've got a few minutes left. We have 12 minutes exactly to 11. We'll play a couple from Ted Heath if we've got time. Ted Heath was the premier band in the UK in the 1950s, 60s, and even through to the 70s. He made several tours of America. They seemed to embrace Ted and his particular type of music. And, yeah, it's well worth a listen. So we'll try a couple this week, and we might even try a couple next week. So let's see, what do we got here? East of the Sun and West of the Moon and the Swingin' Shepherd Blues.
Thank you.
Wigan Shepherd Blues from the Ted Heath Big Band. Well, that about takes us through for the hour, as per usual. Don't forget our sponsor up there on the hill at the Rhubarb Cafe. Without people like Sam, it's pretty hard to bring you programs like this. But apart from all that, it's adieu from him and it's adieu from me, and we'll catch you next week.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.